Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
So this big story came out last week about the rigged McDonald's Monopoly game. It's absolutely, it's breathtaking. This story was in the Daily Beast, and it caused a bidding war in Hollywood over the rights for it. And now Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are going to be doing a movie based on this real life deal. It was a racket behind the McDonald's Monopoly game. This guy spent years stealing Monopoly pieces and giving them to like his associates, and they stole like $24 million in prizes from McDonald's.
Okay.
And this whole thing got like, it was all part of an FBI sting called Operation Final Answer. This guy was like an ex-cop, and he started working security for the company that did the marketing for the Monopoly pieces. And I don't know, like, you know, he was pretty much on the straight and narrow for a long time. And then suddenly it dawned on him that he could, like, he was the guy that flew with the Monopoly pieces, like in a sealed envelope in his pocket to like different factories to like dispense them. And suddenly it dawned on him, like, I could steal some of these and have a side hustle selling these. And like people would win, quote unquote, and then they'd give him kickbacks. So slowly you're realizing, like, while the feds are looking into this, all of these people who are winning are within this, like, this area close to where this guy lived.
Okay.
They were like his brother-in-law, friends of his butcher. Like, suddenly it's like, I'm a million-dollar winner. Like,
I never realized that the contest was legit, but it really was a big deal. This is like, what's the year?
It started in the 1980s, and then it was like the 1990s that this happened, all the way up to, get a load of this, the trial for this started, and it was like a huge deal. And the reason that none of us know about it is because the first day that this went to trial and everyone was talking about it was September 10th, 2001. It was the day before 9/11. So after that, like, everybody's like, I don't care about stolen Monopoly pieces.
Think how many stories disappeared after 9/11. That people wanted it to go away. Like, oh, Lord, this is going to be all over the news. And then 9/11 happened and everything just disappeared. I mean, that's all we talked about for like a year.
So since 1987, McDonald's had been doing the Monopoly game pieces. They attached them, remember, to drink cups and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And there were ways to win. You could be an instant game piece winner. There were ones where you'd rip it off and the grand prize would be $1 million. And this guy would go to the factory where they printed them. They would hand them off to him. And he was this trusted security. He was the upper security deal for the marketing company. And he was the guy that they trusted with it for decades. And actually, McDonald's never figured it out.
The
feds came to them. The feds came to them and said, hey, somebody tipped us off. You guys are getting ripped off. Like, this is. And so they went to McDonald's and said, will you do this game for another year, like for another round, so we can catch these people? Because we think it's a conspiracy ring. And so McDonald's was really torn. They really didn't know, like, do we go ahead and basically sucker a whole consumer base with doing this again just so we can catch these bad eggs? And it was like this whole thing. I mean, it was like something out of, I mean,
so
a
how
grand
much money
heist.
did McDonald's
pay out?
And Clarice, how much did they really pay out?
$24 million.
Oh, my God.
In cash and prizes.
To this one fraud?
Yes.
But I'm curious how much overall, like legit money, fraud money, how much money?
That was just fraud money. Legit money, I don't know. I mean, legit money.
Well, why would you give away that much money? I mean,
usually
you assume it's a gimmick.
Well,
so they got
frauded
out of $24 million on that one alone?
Just by this crime syndicate. So this guy met up with this like mobby type of guy, And then they would do this deal where they would pass off tickets to like friends and the friends would give them kickbacks. But the friends had to like set up locations in different places because they're like, if they find out that you live like 25 miles from my house, they might catch on. Well, then slowly when the feds started putting two and two together, they're like, all these people live within like 25 miles of the security guard
and are related.
Who is in charge of all this, or they're related, or it's a distant cousin.
Oh, man.
This will be interesting, though. So Affleck will be directing Matt Damon. Will Affleck star in it, too? Will he do a cameo or anything?
Matt Damon probably. So you said Affleck's
they're
directing?
They're saying Affleck's directing it and Damon's starring in it.
Damon's probably going to play this guy. He is, he's the Jerry Jacob, Uncle Jerry.
Who's that?
He was the guy that was the ringleader. Okay. He was the security guy who stole all the pieces and then gave them away.
Did you guys ever play it, by the way? Ever?
No.
Yeah, I'm sure we did.
I remember people were
playing. I went and got your pieces. I remember going then and eating at McDonald's and then making a big deal about the pieces. And the, all I cared about was the food. And I remember thinking, like, do I really need to keep these pieces? I'm not going to commit to playing the whole board.
Yeah, yeah.
But they kind of guilted you.
They do.
And you look down and you'd be like, oh, I have Boardwalk.
And you all of a sudden you get addicted. You're like, oh, my God, I got.
No, I never fell for any of those. I never understood those.
Okay. Because I
got
played
the promotions, but they cared. Those were the years where it was like McDonald's cared more about the promotional games than the product. It always used to annoy me.
Well, it was interesting reading about why they did it. Like they kept it going partly because, remember, there was the whole, and I completely forgot about this. Remember Mad Cow?
Yeah.
When that was like the huge scare. And so like nobody overseas wanted to buy any of our meat because they thought everything was Mad Cow. And we're like, no, it was like one outbreak. And so they were trying to incentivize people to come back to McDonald's.
Oh, and so
their numbers were
it.
Falling. So they they put this game out there. And that was the thing. It really, the crazy thing about reading this article, and I have to thank my brother-in-law, Stephen Flum, for like sending it to me because he's like, you have to read this thing. It's so crazy. And then a week later, they're making a movie out of it. But it's the thing about reading about this is like the people that were really, truly, honestly playing, like really the people, the ham and eggers that were like going and trying to collect pieces and putting ads in newspapers like, do you have these pieces?
Yeah.
I'm so close. And it's like so sad. I mean, like, and here was this guy and you never had a chance. He had all the pieces and he wasn't letting any of them out.
I mean,
like, he was just giving them to his friends.
I would pull it off. I remember this. I would pull them off the tags off of the French fries and off of the drink.
Yeah. Yep.
Every time. And I would try to play as well. But you kind of get suckered in because you realize that there's only that one piece that's not there. Of course, they're just, you know, mailing, giving you everything else. But I'd always win like French fries.
Yeah, you could win, like, a Big Mac or a filet of fish or French fries. Yeah, I mean, those were the ones where it was like, even if you lost, you still
won
something. But these big prizes, like the Dodge Viper or like the $500,000 or $200,000, those were all the big ones. And he was responsible for what they called seeding the factories.
Uh-huh.
So he would fly to all the different factories. And the whole deal was, is that he'd be dropping off these golden tickets and seeding all of them across the country. But in actuality, he had swapped them out for like win-free French fries and was keeping all the good ones for himself.
So it's going to be a movie. Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck will direct Matt Damon. I was trying to think, how many movies have Ben Affleck and Damon been together? Obviously, Good Will Hunting.
Dogma.
They were in Dogma together. Is that it? Is there ever?
I think that's about it. I loved Dogma.
When have they worked together?
Yeah, because didn't they start together?
Yeah, that was Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't done more together then at that.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
Good morning, 95's your high today, then we got 85 tomorrow. Going to be a good day tomorrow.
Hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful?
All right, Molly, you like wine, you're a wino.
I do, I am.
So earlier we talked about, what was it, lady beer.
Yeah.
Made up from, brewed with women's underwear. I don't know how a way to put that.
Out of Poland.
Just came out.
Sort of a gimmick.
Essence of lady. Not from their underwear, essence but of essence of lady.
Lady.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what if we came up with some type of Sunderwear wine?
No.
From,
I'm good.
It'd be like Thor's.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yes.
I'm not motivated like that. Like, it doesn't matter that it's from Hemsworth essentials. Like,
How about Depp? But what if you could put his male sweat in pheromones it. In it? Where, yeah, I would say sweat. Don't make sweat. It crotch stuff.
Yeah.
But, I don't think I'd want to. I'm not interested in drinking his sweat.
When they do those tests on people, those tests in the blinds, it's usually they have males and females perspire in a shirt. It's not something that where it's gross or BO.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But your pheromones are in your sweat. When they do those tests, a lot of times they find that, you know, if you're traditionally attracted to women, the guys that smell the shirts of women's perspiration, they give the thumbs up to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
So what if you had Hemsworth? We're able to capture his sweat.
We'll just say sweat.
And put it in a wine.
Yeah, it'd be called Thor.
God, this is a terrible idea.
I know.
Again, if we're a bank, we're going to go, nope.
So bad.
We're not going to approve this loan.
Giving you stare eyes from the bottle.
Okay.
Now, how about you just, how about it's just Chris Hemsworth labeled wine? Doesn't have to have anything to do with his like bodily essentials inside the wine, but just the packaging has a photo of Chris Hemsworth that I can enjoy while watching like Infinity War and watching Chris Hemsworth. Now that I'm interested in. He's from Australia, which is known for their really lovely like Sauvignon Blancs. Got quite a robust Malbec collection as well. That would interest me more than finding out like, no, he's sweating there.
Yeah, Australia was, I thought Australia was an up and comer, but it seems like that's sort of cooled off a little bit.
Well, New Zealand is the one that sort of eclipsed Australia. Australian wines are still pretty, but again, it's like they're very niche. I mean, it's like Malbecs or Sauvignon Blancs. Like one of my favorite Sauvignon Blancs, I think, is from, it's from Australia.
Because they're cheaper? Is it because they're cheaper?
No, it's the wine. It has to do with the grapes being by the coast. It's so arid.
The soil,
in parts of
maybe
there.
Too.
Yeah. Uh huh. I mean, it's so.
Well, like look at Yellowtail. Yellowtail is an Australian wine.
Is it?
Yes. Go to Walgreens. You'll always see some gal checking out with a. I believe I'm not being a snob.
I've had it.
You can buy Yellowtail. It's like a $8 bottle of wine. That's Australian. It seems like the Australian, the low end Australian wines are pretty cheap. They're affordable because they're a new market, right?
Okay. Yeah.
There's a really good one that I really like. It's called Nobilo Sauvignon Blanc, and they also have like a really nice Pinot Noir, and that one is out of. That one's out of Australia, Melbourne.
Some Pinot Noir.
Or not, Marlborough. Pinot Marlborough what? Vineyards.
Pinot Noir. Any of this wine. Chablis Blanc. Chablis.
Nobilo.
All right, 940. Again, don't forget.
Oh, sorry, it's from New Zealand. Man, I totally screwed myself over. It's from New Zealand.
Let's be honest. Do any of us know the difference between Australia and New Zealand? Oh, no, they all seem to be real upset if you didn't know the difference, but I don't. New Zealand, Aussie, seems the same to me. Right?
I mean, they're all mad. They're like, I'm not a Kiwi.
What's is it, though?
I don't know.
Like Canadian or American. Like if you said to a Canadian, like, oh, you're American. You're like, I'm not American. I'm Canadian. Like it's about national pride. Usually what happens is New Zealanders are mistaken for.
But what is the history? Did Australians move to New Zealand and then they became New Zealanders? I mean, aren't they from... We're not talking about the locals, like Aborigines. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's locals to New Zealand, originals.
Yeah, not
originals to Australia, but Australia, you know, was colonized as a penal colony from England, correct?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So Aussies are like ninth generation Englishmen from prison. We were bad. Where did New Zealanders come from? Do any of us know this without the Google?
I don't know a damn thing without Google. I'm sorry. No. I definitely don't know that.
What are we going to do in the future when the grid goes down?
I don't know.
Everybody just keeps saying Google it. And
we're
going
to head back
we...
to the library?
No, we'll just lie to each other. We'll try to absorb everything that we learned on Google through all these years and all be a bunch of lies.
Won't it be nice to be able to lie again?
Oh, God, yes.
Like to be able to go to a bar and make up facts?
Really? Let me Google that.
Because no one believes anybody anymore.
No.
I wonder if it's just like siblings, because they're both British colonies. Like they both are British Commonwealth. So I wonder if it's almost like sibling rivalry. Like Australia was always the bigger, better. And like New Zealand has the smaller population. Their flags are almost identical.
I'm going to ask an even stupider question. How does that accent, the Australian accent, how was that created to sound like that.
Like it does?
Yeah.
It's like they flatten it out. Everything goes real flat. Like he sounds sort of like a gato the way he talks. I don't know. It's just, to me, it just seems like you flatten it out.
Okay. All right, 938-9400. Hey, don't forget about Taco Fest.
Taco!
Taco!
You can practice your Australian accent while enjoying a taco riverside.
It's like Stefan.
Omaha's hottest taco fest is called Taco Fest. Riverside's Taco Fest this Saturday over in Council Bluffs on the river with Sir Mix-a-Lot, Small Dogs, Mexican wrestlers, and 20 taco restaurants. Get details at riversedstacofest.com.
This is a Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, man.
Get up and crank it up.
You guys ready for this?
Wake up!
Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning. Your high today is going to be about 95 degrees. It'll be a good pool day, actually, if you got some pool time. Otherwise, yeah, you've got 80s tomorrow, mid-80s, so that's good. It's going to be fun tomorrow. We're going to have a blast. Taco Fest. Doors open at 11, I believe, and you can get your face filled with tacos.
Get your
little doggies running around. Chihuahua races.
Yeah, this is Taco Fest. I'm at River's Edge. You still get tickets. You get a ticket today online. It's cheaper than tomorrow. RiversEdgeTacoFest.com. Sir Mix-a-Lot's going to be there, which is weird. I think we're going to bring him out on stage.
Yeah, we are.
I feel it seems pretty... seems like it matches.
I've got like moments.
Tacos, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Then I'm ready.
Baby got back.
I'm ready to hear the line. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of that Honda.
My Anaconda don't want none unless you got fun. Oh my gosh, I'm playing that today.
Yes. And then the whip
you
sound.
You got to.
Yes.
All right, 90s.
Nothing says.
Till now.
Nothing says tacos like Sir Mix-a-Lot.
No.
Obviously. That's the first thing everybody thinks of. You're like tacos, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yes. I'm so
Chihuahuas.
Chihuahuas.
That's a really
Chihuahua?
Intense way to...
Chihuahua?
Wow.
Wow.
Chihuahua?
I'm pretty pumped for just... We're going to have a photo booth.
We are going to have a photo... Oh, yeah. We are going to have a photo booth.
Yeah.
That's He's learning right. this for the first time.
He's like... Wait, huh? We are?
Well, that's new.
It is new.
Well, look at that. Probably been sitting in this building for a year, but it's new.
And no, it actually is brand new.
Yeah,
like
okay.
In the last couple months.
All right, cool.
I'm pretty pumped about it.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's the weekend. Right. What else you got going on? Yeah. Anything crazy?
I'm just golfing on Sunday. That's it.
Really?
You and your hubby?
Where me and one of my girlfriends and I.
Where are you guys golfing? What? I guess you don't want to say, do you? Just
no, I don't really want to say.
A bunch of people want to.
Yeah. People
own,
come up, hey!
No one would ever come up to me. Because they're like, I'm sorry, just are you Molly? And I just go, yes. Yes, I am.
Why aren't you, why isn't your hubby going with you?
Because he is not. He has an outing the following. He's golfing tomorrow, and then he's got an outing the following Sunday.
All right, so audition your girl. If she's quality.
Yeah. No,
we all
she's
need
great.
To play.
Yeah, no,
me
she's
and Party
really,
and you
really
and your gal. All right.
Yeah, she's way better than me.
You've been playing a lot.
I've been trying.
Okay.
I'm just excited. I bought new shoes that match my bag.
Oh,
dang.
I like it.
Anyway, so that's like the girliest thing I could say about golf.
Isn't that
golf?
Funny? I always I feel like it's funny how lady golfers, why is it so stereotypical? They always have to have blue clubs or pink clubs. Their balls always got to be pink. It's like our gear isn't camouflage.
I don't have pink. I don't have anything. I mean,
Wait till you see Wylene's
get green. Up. They're green and
what
white.
Is it? Matched like you would not believe.
I'm matching today.
I know, but that looks good. But hers is like matched to the shoes, to the bag, to their gloves, to the hat.
Because if you can't play good, you got to look good.
Yeah, to the tees,
right.
All that stuff.
No. There you go.
All right, you're next. You got Zio's, I'm sure, right? You're going to be hooking people up with pizza. So get your pizza. We'll see you guys Monday, and we'll see you at Taco Fest, too. Have a safe weekend. Do yourself good.
Squirrel in my bro.
Nation.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Waking up laughing every morning. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Big Party Morning Show.